Welcome back to the Family Circle Show, where we tackle the real issues and cut through the BS. Today's topic is a heavy one, but we're not afraid to dive into the deep end. So buckle up, because we're about to explore a situation that might leave you scratching your head. I'm Capone, and this is a Tom Lakis teaching on his episode of I Bought Her New Boobs and She Cheated on Me.
It's Mary on Lakis 101. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
My question is, you were talking to Javier the other night about his girlfriend that went to the club.
Right.
And you told him that if he didn't want his girlfriend to go to the club, then he should say, don't go to the club, or if you want to go, then we won't be together.
But I don't believe in ultimatum. We play
right.
with ultimatum.
Right.
I believe that if your girl goes to clubs, you should leave. That's it. If you you shouldn't stay around. You shouldn't even have a conversation about it. You just simply tell her, I don't date women who still go to clubs.
Well, how is that different, though, than, I mean, is that not an ultimatum? I'm just trying to...
No.
I'm not arguing.
You're not giving...
You.
No. You're not giving her an option.
Okay.
You're telling her you're a club goer. That's what you're going to do.
But what about when someone says, well, I feel like we should be married, and if you don't marry me, then I'm going to leave by this date?
Same thing. If you are not satisfied that someone has... By the way, any man who hasn't asked you to marry him...
Mm-hmm.
Listen carefully, doesn't want to marry you.
Right. Well, I'm not worried about that yet, but I'm just...
Well, I'm telling you right now, if he hasn't, he doesn't.
Okay.
It's that simple. So why demean yourself by giving him a deadline?
Okay. I agree. No,
if he doesn't want to marry you and you want to be married, you have to say, it's time for me to go. That's it.
Okay.
No,
right.
No ultimatum.
Right.
He does not have an option in this.
Okay. So it's more of a, like, personal, like, worth thing as opposed to...
Well, it is. Now, who knows?
I would never trick someone into marrying me.
I'm not suggesting you trick someone.
No, I know.
I am suggesting, though, that you be honest with people. If getting married is your goal, you should make sure that you repeat that from time to time, so people understand that that is your goal. And if they have not asked you to marry them and you feel like it should have happened by now... You'd simply pack your things and go.
Well, it's more of an issue for me of him not, like, I don't want him hanging out with ex-girlfriends and stuff, and I don't want to, like, leave, but I don't want him to do that.
Well, again, should leave.
Okay, right.
I mean, you should just leave.
Okay.
I believe me, I've put people on ice for less than that.
Right.
Trust me when I tell you.
Okay.
I mean, I don't wait in line behind people. I just refuse to do it. I don't nag people. I don't ask them. I have more than once been with a woman who is waiting for me to say, I love you, or waiting for me to say, let's get married. And when I didn't say it within a particular period of time, she would simply, like, meet somebody else. And then come to me and go, you don't really love me. And so I went out and met someone else. Well, great. They were expecting maybe like it's eBay and we're bidding on this. Maybe I'll make a better offer. So my response is very simple when that happens. I say, that is fantastic. Best of luck to you.
Okay.
And you know what inevitably happens? You get that weepy phone call a few months later, maybe a year later. Hi. You know, if you still have the same number. You know, they start saying that they're so sorry that they never... I have always said that if I were ever going to be in a relationship, which is not my plan, or get married, it would take me a very long time of knowing someone.
Mm-hmm.
And a very long... In other words, there's no telling me, like when Bush wanted to get the stimulus package passed, and he said, we have to do this right away. Anybody who talks to me about a relationship like that or marriage, out!
Right.
They're out.
Okay.
And in your case, he's talking ex-girlfriends, and he doesn't want to marry you, doesn't ask you to marry you. Well, what's left?
Well, we haven't been together long enough for me to
How long have you been together?
Not even a year yet. So not
But he
long
still
enough.
Talks to ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, that's
And really you don't like that.
Yeah.
So the thing to do is leave if you don't like it. You're not going to change his behavior.
Yeah, I know.
You say you know that, but I'm telling you, he talks to ex-girlfriends because he wants to.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
I mean, it's not going to change. He's doing what he wants to do.
Right.
So now, if you tell him you don't like what he's doing, here's what he's going to do. He's going to do it where you won't know about it.
Right, exactly. That's what started to happen.
There is a wonderful book, and I can't remember the name of the author. It's called Tell Me No Lies.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a book you got to read, because among the things it talks about is a situation just like this, where usually it's women who try to control the behavior of their men. But I said, you better not talk to anybody. You better not be going out drinking. All that. And so what guys do is they start lying about it.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, you lied to me. Why do you lie to me? Well, it's simple. Because you kept telling me you didn't want me to do it. And I had no plan on stopping. I did it to shut you up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Why would you want to do something? Put it this way. Why would you want to stay with a guy who doesn't want to marry you, wants to keep talking to his ex-girlfriends, and you're going to tell him? You're going to say, I want you to stop doing that. Why do you think he would stop?
Yeah, I know. He'll start lying about it.
The sex may be good, but come on. There's other people who are good, too.
Yeah.
Like his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
So if you really think the sex is going to be enough of a... of an incentive for him to stop doing that? Guess again.
No, I know I don't have a magical vagina.
No one has a magical vagina. Vaginas are all pretty much the same.
I know.
The only exception is, somebody who's got a few miles on the odometer. Hey, hello down there. You know.
Okay, Daddy. Well, thank you. That's why I called.
All right, by the way, the name of the author on Tell Me No Lies is Dr. Ellen Bader.
Ellen Bader.
And
okay,
Dr.
Lady.
Peter T. Pearson. Yes.
Okay.
An excellent book.
Okay.
I will explain your situation. And my reaction to the book, which may not have been the intention of the authors, is the best way to get someone not to lie to you is to have enough self-respect and integrity that when you don't like the relationship, you simply pack your things and go.
Mm-hmm.
No discussion, no debating. He's doing what he wants to do.
Yeah. True.
All right?
All right. Thanks, Daddy.
Thank you, darling.
Bye.
Appreciate the call.
You know, it's incredible how we find ourselves in these ridiculous predicaments. Here's a story that'll make you think twice about trusting anyone blindly. So, let me paint the picture for you. I met this girl, and like many guys, I thought she was the one. I mean, who doesn't want to believe in true love and all that jazz? But little did I know, I was in for one hell of a ride.
It's Likas 101. I'm your professor. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. That's our telephone number. It's Andre on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, Andre.
Man, I got to tell you a great story that happened to me this weekend. I was at, a couple weeks ago, I found out my girlfriend was pregnant. And I didn't know what to do, man. They were telling me, oh, you got to talk her into an abortion. And I was confused. So I was like, okay, just give me time to think about what I want to do. My boss telling me, you know what, your life is over. You're going to have to spend like every 2 hours waking up with the baby. You're going to have to put up with her hassle. You're going to have to pay child support. Most likely you're not going to end up with this chick, because this is a chick that made me buy her boobs and she ended up cheating on me.
That's what chicks do when you buy them boobs.
I can't
believe guys don't get this. I've been giving you that message for years.
I know. I didn't know. But she
Why didn't you listen to me?
She tricked me into it. She said she had like cancer or something like that, so I loaned her the money.
Fine. You know why? If she had cancer, the insurance would be paying for it.
I was an idiot. She talked me.
And why do you have a girlfriend at 21?
I don't know.
Because you're an idiot. Didn't I tell you not to have a girlfriend?
You told me like 4 times already.
But you thought you knew more than the professor.
But you know, Tom, you know what I'm going to do now? I just want to keep on the side for a piece of ass.
No, you're done with that, because look what she already did to you. She got pregnant. And she'll do it again. And next time you might not be so lucky.
Well, there was only like a 10% chance of her getting pregnant.
10% means one. How many times do you have sex in a week? That means one out of every 10 times you have sex, she's going to get pregnant.
We have unprotected sex.
Why?
I don't know, man.
Because you're an idiot. Do you plan to have a career? Do you plan to have to make money, to own a house?
Of course I do.
Well, guess what? If you have to pay her ass for having your kid, you're not doing any of that.
Well, she's a nurse, and you know,
I don't care what she is. You're gonna pay.
Oh man!
And you know what you're gonna be doing? You're
gonna
be changing my windshield wiper fluid. That's what you're gonna be doing.
Oh hell, no, Tom. I'm not that low.
That's
okay.
Where you're going. If she has your baby,
yeah. Well, Tom,
you're gonna ring up my 1995. You're gonna change my oil with Pennzoil. That's what you're gonna do. That's gonna be you,
Dad. Well, let me tell you what happened this weekend. I took her down to the hospital because she was having a lot of pain and blood discharge, and so I rushed her down there and. They had her in the room, so I went to go eat my sister and everything. And I told her, you know what? My sister was telling me the same thing you were. You know what? You're not even ready to have a kid. You don't even have money or nothing. You don't have a career. How are you going to support this kid? And I told her, well, there's a chance she might have a miscarriage. And if she does, I'll go ahead. I'll come out. I'll put the baby in a plastic bag and show you. Are you still there?
Barely.
Call her up in number.
Okay, and
She's still your girlfriend. What a moron. You're going to get everything you deserve and more. Well, she's going to get knocked up, and you're going to be paying.
Well,
so just get ready.
I'm
done with you. I'm done. If you're staying with her, there's nothing I can tell you. Good luck to you, son.
Like many relationships, things were going well at first. I thought I'd do something special for her. You know, spice things up a bit. So I decided to help her with something she wanted, a boob job. I thought, why not? It's a gift and it'll make her happy, right? Wrong. But hey, we all make mistakes. Fast forward a few months after the surgery, and everything seemed perfect, or so I thought. Turns out she had her eyes on someone else behind my back. Can you believe it? I bought her new boobs, and she cheated on me.
It's 1-800-5800-TOM. It's Likas 101 with your Professor Tom Likas. Carlos, hello.
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Love your show. You're the best.
Thank you.
Okay, this is my problem. I've been dating this girl for about 9 months now, and she's been talking about moving in. She has 3 kids. These kids are not mine, okay? And she asked me how would we split the costs. And I said, well, if we were to get a 2-bedroom, I don't think we should split it down the middle because... we wouldn't have to get a 2-bedroom if it was just you and me. Well, she didn't like that I said that. She got angry, and she hasn't talked to me since. It's been a week now since I haven't heard from her.
So what's the question, as Larry King once said?
I know she listens to the show, and I know how you feel about this. I just wanted her to, you know, because I'm sure she's listening. So, how do you feel about that? Should it be 50-50?
Well, first of all, I don't think you should be living with her kids.
Right, okay.
Let's start with that.
Right, I knew you'd say that.
Secondly, her kids are the burden of her and the guy or guys who created them.
Exactly.
Not yours.
Well, the way she sees it, I don't love her enough.
No, I don't love anyone enough to do that.
Yeah. So,
tell you right now.
Yeah, exactly, because, I told her I would be fine with moving in if it wasn't 50-50.
By the way, how did she become your ex-girlfriend?
Well, she's been an ex just now a week, like I said, because on Friday was the last day that I saw her.
All right.
And, she's doing me a favor.
So this is not a second time around for you. This is, you were with her for how long?
9 months. About 9 months, yeah.
Right. That's why I tell you not to date single mothers.
Right.
This is why I tell you, because eventually this is what they want.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, we'll go out. She's told me before, you know, my kids are my responsibility. You don't have to pay for them.
They always say that in the beginning to try to get you in the door.
Right. So, yeah, now it's a totally different story if we're going to move in. Now I should have to pay half, and I don't see it that way.
Well, but the point is, this is why you don't date single mothers. Look, you got a taste of that nice piece of ass, and now clearly she's demanding payment. So
yeah.
It's time to go.
Right.
Yeah, can't you find chicks? You have no game?
Oh, no, that's not a problem. I mean,
can't find hot chicks?
No, that's, I mean, just that everything was good. I mean, we
yeah, but everything wasn't good because it was all a fake. It was all a fraud. Okay?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So if your whole goal was just to get laid, everything was going great. But
right.
Like a moron, you started to have feelings for her.
Yeah, you're right.
Instead of realizing there was no future in a relationship that where you're not going to live with her kids and then pay the bills.
Right, yeah. You're absolutely right. I can't argue with you that.
And that is what most single mothers want. So you have to harden your heart and grow a thick skin. And if you insist on dating single mothers, which I don't recommend,
yeah.
You have to be prepared that it's going to end. You've got a window of opportunity. And if she hasn't gotten knocked up by you so she can get a guaranteed check from you, at some point she's going to demand to move in with you.
Right. Well, I can't have kids. I got a vasectomy. So.
All right. Well, she's going to demand that you move in with her or she move in with you and that you pay the bills. Never mind if she gets child support from the fathers of those three children.
And she does.
And she does. So she wants to keep that as her mad money and then have you pay for the kids.
Right.
Why would you ever agree to something like that?
Well, again, I mean, this was just last week that we had this discussion. And, I'm seeing how she is now. I'm seeing her true colors. Because, again, she had said one thing before, that her kids are her responsibility.
That's what they do. But I've been telling you this for years, Carlos.
Right.
You haven't been paying attention or you didn't believe me.
Yeah,
I've been telling you this. This is how it is. There are exceptions to the rule, but so what? You want to spend your life looking for the exceptions to the rule?
No.
I mean, this is what single mothers generally do. They generally meet you. They generally say, well, I don't want you to meet the kids yet. Or do we have to see where we're going? And then later on, they let you meet the kids. And then eventually, you're going to be paying for the privilege.
Right. Yeah, and I told her that. These are things that it's her mom that puts these things in her head. Because she's upset. I give my ex, I have a daughter from somebody else. I give her money. And I guess she feels like I should have to give her money, too,
Well, that's my point. This is why this can't work. Do you understand?
Right. Yeah.
It can't. So there's nothing to be asking about. It's over.
Right, yeah. It was been over. It's been a week now.
But it's been a week, but maybe you were hoping I'd have a solution for you.
I knew exactly what you were going to say. I just wanted her to hear from you because she listens to your show also.
Yeah, it can't work. These children are not your responsibility. Period.
Okay.
End of story.
Thank you very much.
And you should not be living with those children, and you should not be taking care of them either. Yeah, and when I say taking care of them, I mean it in every sense, from spending money on them to taking them to the movies to babysitting for them. This is not your problem.
Thank you very much.
Where are the fathers of these children?
He sees them, every other weekend.
That's where the kids should be splitting their time between him and her, and they should be paying the bills between them. But this is not your business, and she should not be making it your business.
Yeah. I mean, is she... Hello?
I'm right here.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I wanted to hear.
Three seconds. Where did I go?
Okay. Could you please take me out Snoop Dogg and James Brown style?
Yes. Well, James Bond style? I don't think we have that, but we definitely have Snoop Dogg style if that's what you'd like. Bitch!
Now, I'm not saying there's a cause and effect relationship between the two, but it does make you question people's intentions, doesn't it? The lesson here, my friends, is not to lose yourself in trying to please someone else. Never buy affection, love, or loyalty. It doesn't work that way. A real relationship is built on trust, respect, and genuine feelings. If you feel the need to change yourself or buy extravagant gifts to keep someone around, it's time to reevaluate the situation.
Right, it's 1-800-5800-TOM. It's Likas 101. I am your professor. Let's say hello here to Jordan on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right, so, I always hear people on here talking about marriages and kids and everything, but there's also problems for people like me that just trying to take it slow with your girl, but once they move in, it's just as bad. You can't get them out of there, save for nothing.
Why did you have her move in? Why do you have a girlfriend? I don't understand.
I don't either, but it's getting
fixed. What do you mean you don't either?
Well, we moved out here, from North Carolina, and decided, you know, I couldn't make it all by myself. She wanted a chance to come out here, so we get a place.
Why couldn't you? You couldn't make it by yourself? Are you a little boy?
No, I mean, I was just starting a new job, and it's a lot more expensive out here to live, so.
So get a roommate.
Yeah. I should have. But anyway, listen, so we move in, we get a house with my brother, we rent a house, things are going good, everyone's doing their thing, and then things get bumpy with us. She says she wants a break. I say, all right, fine, you want a break. Her break is doing her thing. My break was going off and talking to someone else. So she looks up the phone records and finds out, starts getting all crazy, trashing my stuff, shutting off the phones because they were in her name, and now we got to break our lease early. You know, and I don't even know if I can get all the stuff out of my house that I pay for. So, lesson learned.
Wait. Are you locked out of the house now?
No.
Well, why don't you take the stuff out tomorrow?
Well, we are. We're going to when she's at work tomorrow. But we still got a huge security deposit on this house. And she's going to stay here till the end and drain that money dry. Point is, I didn't marry her. I didn't, you know, have kids with her. I thought I was doing the right thing. I still got hit upside the head.
No, you didn't do the right thing because you moved in with her. Never give them your key.
Yeah, big mistake. And, you know, just for people out there that think they're going to be smart and just slow, take it slow and move in like your parents tell you, well, see if you can live with her first. No, don't. Don't see if you can. See if you can live without her first, and then you'll know.
You believe me. I mean, when you came to Los Angeles, you should have come here. If you couldn't afford to live here, look at a cheaper alternative like a guest house or a smaller apartment or the San Fernando Valley or something like that. And if you still can't afford it, then you go to one of these services like roommate finders or one of those things, and you find a roommate.
Yeah.
Well, you go to Craigslist. But come on.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
I know. I've been listening to your show, and I hear, and I go, yeah, I'm not doing that. I never did. She wanted to get married. I said, there's no point. We're doing good right now. There's no need to do that.
Well, there is for her. She wants to be able to hold you up for ransom.
Yeah. Well, I learned I didn't have control of the situation like I thought. Sure, it's only a $2,000 hit, but it's still a hit that I wasn't ready for, you know.
When is the lease up?
The lease? It's up in like a few months.
All right. And all the utilities are in her name, too, huh?
None of them are in her name. That's another thing, you know?
I thought you said the phone is in her name.
Or cell phones. She went snooping through my phone records, seeing I was talking to people, and started calling.
Dude,
oh, man, it was miserable.
Dude, Metro PCS, $30 a month. Get your own phone.
I did now. I'm on my own plan now.
All right, and as far as the other utilities are concerned, you can stay in your house.
I'm out of here.
No,
I'm
no,
out of here tomorrow.
Listen to me. Take your stuff and then turn off the utilities.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yes, you could. I've done it in the past myself. You turn off the gas, you turn off the internet, you turn off the landline if you have one.
At this point, I'm ready to just break free and have, you know, I won't mess with her. I don't
and who is the landlord?
Me.
Did you say your brother or her brother is the landlord? Who's the landlord?
The landlord's just some lady that rents out the house.
I see.
So we're leaving, and we said, all right, keep this stuff. I'll keep the utilities on for a month for you. Find your own roommate. So she has it on Craigslist. She's trying to get people to move in here. You know, but a girl listening on Craigslist, all she's getting is a bunch of freaks.
Well, you know, by the way, why are you leaving the utilities on? Turn them off.
Just because. I don't
get out and turn. There's no trouble. Turn them off. You're not responsible for paying her bills.
Yeah, I'm not.
Turn them off. If you're lucky, she moves out and you can move back in.
No, we got our own place now, and I'll never make that mistake again. And I never heard people talk about that. I mean, I'm sure they have, but, you know, it's always, it's amazing.
We talk about it all the time. You just weren't paying any attention.
Yeah, well, I thought I knew the top two things. Don't get her pregnant, and don't marry her until you know it's for real. But
don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, but, you know, things start out great. That's how it started out.
Because everything starts out great. You know what? If you eat a gallon of chocolate ice cream, it starts out great. You ever eat a gallon of ice cream? Those first few spoonfuls, you got that big tub of ice cream sitting there. And the first few mouthfuls are fantastic. And you can feel like there's a little chocolate, little cream, a little sticky stuff on your mouth. And it's feeling great. And then you take a few more spoonfuls, and it's still feeling pretty good. And then you take a few more spoonfuls. And pretty soon, you're going to the can, and you can't stop going.
Yeah.
Everything starts out great. So what?
Well, yeah, and you, I mean, I guess you got to go through that because
no, you don't have to go through it. That's why I'm here, so that you don't have to go through it.
Tom Likas.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying every relationship is destined to fail. No, not at all. But you've got to be cautious and look out for your own well-being. We can't control others, but we can control our own choices. Don't compromise your principles and self-respect for someone who doesn't value you.
It's Cynthia on Likas 101. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
Okay, I have a question. I have a boyfriend. I've been with him for 3 years, and recently I found text messages in his phone from another girl.
Well, I'm 20 years old is too young to have a boyfriend or to be a boyfriend. That's bottom line.
Well, I like to get laid on a regular basis.
Darling, I'll tell you what. If you give us your name and phone number, I'll get you laid every hour on the hour.
Well, I don't know.
Getting laid is easy if you're a female. By the way, if you need some help, let me just give you a little heads up here on what to do. Okay, if you want to get laid, I want you. You ready to write this down?
I'm going to write this down.
All right, get ready to write this down because here's how you get laid. Put your left leg at the 10 and your right leg at the 2.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's pretty much all you have to do.
Okay.
Why are you looking at his text messages?
Because he left it in my car and I went to, like, go.
It's none of your business. That's none of your business.
But the text message popped up from this girl.
You were not looking at the screen, you wouldn't have seen it.
I know.
It's none of your business.
But I did it anyway.
Well, you got what you deserved.
But what if he's cheating on me? I don't know.
He probably is.
He probably is?
Because at 20 years old, I'm sorry, monogamy is a very rare thing. What is your rush to have a monogamous relationship at 20 years old?
I don't know. I think I love him, I guess.
Oh, stop it. Now you're giving me two different answers. First, you say you want to get laid on a regular basis, and then you say you love him, I guess. This is just you. This is just you. It's your ego. It's wanting to control him and have power over him. Why can't he just be your friend with benefits if you just need to get laid?
Because we tried that, and it didn't work.
Why didn't it work?
Jealousy.
By who? You or him?
Mostly him.
Well, then move on and find someone else.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't demean yourself. Find somebody else.
Yeah.
I recommend you find more than one somebody else. What are you laughing at?
Because I don't want to be like a slut.
I didn't say to find 100 somebody else's. Would it be wrong if you had 3?
Maybe.
What's the problem?
I don't know.
And couldn't you just date people as they come along?
I guess I could.
Why not do it?
I don't know. It's more convenient this way.
Forget the more convenient. See, again, you know, you're all over the road. I love them, I guess. Well, it's more convenient this way. You can't have both. It's one or the other.
Yeah, so...
You can't even tell me if you're with this guy because you want to get laid or because you love him. Because the reality is you don't have any feelings about this guy. You just had... Yeah, you are a director of a play called My Life, as told by Cynthia. And you have a role in the play for the part of boyfriend. And he auditioned for it and got it. And so now he's in your play. That's all it is. There's no love, there's no feelings, there's no nothing. It's just your ego and your jealousy because you think he might be with somebody else. And he probably isn't. At 20 years old, he should be with other people.
Why?
Because he's too young to have a committed relationship. And so are you.
So what age would be an appropriate age?
25 minimum.
25 minimum.
Yes. Like after you've got your college degree... And you have become the whatever career goal you have, nurse, doctor, lawyer, architect. Once you've become that person, all right, if you insist on having one relationship with one person, that's the time. That time is not now.
Okay. Okay.
What school do you attend, dear?
I just attend. It's not a school. It's for insurance. I'm getting my insurance license.
So you ditched college because you had a boyfriend?
No, because I'm going to open up my own business.
So what? What good is that going to be if you don't, like, get a degree in business?
Because I don't need a degree in business for what I'm doing.
Oh, really? Well, I guess that's what a lot of people said before we get into this big recession going on a depression.
I guess so.
Yeah, well, far be it from you to need a degree in anything.
Yeah.
Speaks for itself, darling.
Tom Likas.
So, my fellow warriors of truth, the key takeaway here is to stay true to yourself and never lose sight of who you are and stop being a damn simp to every chick that gives you a piece. You deserve someone who loves you for who you are, not for what you can give them. Be strong, be resilient, and keep your head held high.
Ryan, on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Ryan.
How you doing?
Great.
Wonderful, man. I love your show. It's amazing. You know what, man? My problem, you know what? I've been listening and following to everything you've been saying, but my problem is this for you, Tom. What happens is I have a booty call, and you know your law. You know, when you're 20, you know, wait until you're about 25 or you're in your career and you're moving, so you don't really settle down. And you're right. I've been following that. I have 8 girls myself, but there is one who's younger than me. She's 19, and she has benefits up the yang. It's a beautiful thing, and I don't want to lead her on and make her think that there is things, but I want to put her at the point where I could use those benefits. So what do you suggest?
Well, you certainly don't want to have a girlfriend.
Right.
Is she your girlfriend?
She's a booty call.
But does she think she's your girlfriend?
Yes, she does.
How'd you let that happen?
You know what? I mean, I try not to smooth talk her, but like I said, I'm trying to find that balance to where I can hang out with her and talk to her and be a friend and not lead her on, but it just didn't work out.
But you know the rules. The rules are you never see her during the light of day.
Right.
You never
right.
introduce to your friends or family.
Right.
You did all those things, didn't you?
Yes.
See, that's where you screwed up.
Right.
There's no going back. You cannot press the rewind button. Once she's come to expect to be the girlfriend, she will never accept a reduced role.
That's true.
Any more than you would take a demotion at work. Any more than you were in the 11th grade and you'd let them set you about 10th grade.
Right.
You wouldn't accept it, and neither will she. So you have to lick your wounds, learn from your mistakes, and next time don't make those mistakes.
Very true. So for further notice, then, how would I find that balance, Tom, you know, to where I can get those benefits?
I'm telling you what to do. What you have to do is not let the sun hit their face.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Not let them meet any of your friends or family.
Right.
Never give them the key to your place.
Ever.
Ever. Never give them money or anything of value.
Right.
Because women read that as you want to be their boyfriend or husband.
Right.
You are not a protector. You're a banger. You're an effer. That's what you are.
Right.
The minute you start doing boyfriend-like things, they expect you to be the boyfriend.
Very true.
Don't be the boyfriend.
Yes, sir.
And most importantly, never, ever listen to what she has to say about her personal problems. Don't meet her friends or family either.
Right. Very true. Thank you. No, Guru, you are the man.
Thank you for that, Ryan. I appreciate the call. 1-800-5800-TOM. It's Paul on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Awesome. I have a question for you. I've been going out with this girl about a year now, and she didn't know. Well, she knew in the beginning. I told her that I smoked pot. And as time went on, in the beginning I told her that she told me that I shouldn't smoke anymore, and I said, okay, I'll quit.
Why did you say that?
I don't know, because I'm a sucker.
Well, you are a sucker, because you lied. You were going to continue smoking pot. Maybe you laid off it for a little while, but you went back to it, didn't you?
I went back to it.
That's what everybody does.
Everybody does, I know. And now it's been almost a year, and she found out through a friend that I've been smoking, all along, and she's furious, and I understand, you know, because I lied. So now she's giving me an ultimatum. Either I quit smoking or she's leaving.
Let me make this easy. The answer is bye-bye.
Right. But then she said, okay, you know what? I'm not going to force you to leave. How about if you just smoke once a month?
No. Yeah, you are going to write the rules on your smoking, not her.
Yeah.
This is all about power and control. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's right.
This has nothing to do with pot. This is her wanting to control you.
You know, she smokes cigarettes. Well, and it's much worse that she smokes cigarettes
again,
to me than the pot.
Well, you know, maybe you're with the wrong person.
Yeah. Well, she's giving me an ultimatum now. You know, you could smoke once a month or I'm leaving.
Goodbye.
It's that simple.
I mean, are you that desperate to get laid by this particular person?
No,
it can't be that good.
My friend told me the other day, he said, if you could just hit the delete button, would you hit it? I said, yeah. He goes, well, there you go.
There it is. There's your aunt. He's absolutely right. You're not even happy that you got into this relationship. So why stay in it?
Yeah.
Here's your opportunity. She's giving you. You know how many guys call here and say, I don't know how to tell my girlfriend I want to leave. I mean, I don't want her to cry. I don't want to make her unhappy. She's giving you the opportunity.
I know. And she's crying and telling me, please, please, I love you. And I won't ask anything.
I love you. I just have to be able to tell you what to do or I'll never be happy. If I can't be the boss, I'm not going to be happy. If I can't be your mother and always be watching over what you're doing and scolding you all the time, I can't be in a relationship with you. That's what she's saying.
I told her I want a lover and I want a friend, but I don't want a mother.
Well, but Paul, the point is, if you had any self-esteem, you'd have already dumped this bitch.
Yeah. You're right.
Why are you still even discussing this with people?
I don't know. I guess I thought we were going to get married, but...
Oh, stop it. And why do you need to get married?
That's another chapter. I don't need to get married.
Then why do it?
You're right.
Because she's crying. She said she wants to be married. It was her dream. When she was a little girl, she had a dream to get married at that big wedding day. And what am I supposed to tell her? She can't have her big dream. That's why you were getting married, isn't it? Isn't it?
I guess.
Hey, I've been married 4 times. Dude, we've all been there.
Yeah, I know.
That's why you did it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's part of it. The other part of it is, you know, because of the age thing, you know, you're wondering if...
What are you wondering about?
You're wondering if you want kids in your life or not, you know?
Oh, Jesus. You know, if you were doing things right... First of all, how old is she?
33.
She's past her expiration date anyway. Look, if you were doing things right, you'd be having this conversation with a 21-year-old.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you doing? At 33, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah. She does have a control issue, I know that. She even got into Judaism and not eating meat and cheese. And I'm like, I've been eating meat and cheese all my life.
Oh, no. Yeah, she didn't want you eating meat and cheese together.
Right.
Right? No more cheeseburgers. Or that's it!
So,
how many other things did she try to twist your arm into doing? Probably more than just the two we talked about, right?
Yeah, there's more. I don't want to bore you, but yeah, there's more.
Why do you tolerate that stuff? Are you a little boy?
No, I'm not.
Then you have to prove it.
Yeah, I need to move on.
Tell her to hit the road.
Yeah. She doesn't leave.
What do you mean? She lives with you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It just worked out that way.
No. You made that happen.
I allowed it to happen.
You made it happen. Who went to the locksmith and made an extra key?
We bought it together.
No. Who paid for the key?
She did.
She did. So she also bullied you into letting her move in.
Yeah.
So she's pretty much the boss.
She's trying to be the boss.
No, she is the boss.
She's trying to act like she's not the boss.
No, no, but she is the boss. And she's the boss. And let me tell you something else. First of all, this is a rental house you're in?
No, it's an apartment.
It's an apartment. When's the lease up?
Next month.
Next month. Perfect. Have you started looking for your new place? No.
No, I haven't really thought about it. I like my place.
Again, she is not going to move. She's not going to move until you've given it up. Then she'll move, because she can't afford to pay for your place.
Right.
Because it's like every chick out there. I'm not leaving. Until she has to come up with a check for the whole amount. But until you make it official by packing your things and going somewhere else, she's going to stand there with her arms folded.
I just can't take the crying. I want to stay.
Then get out! By the way.
Please, not for me.
By the way, who pays for the utilities?
I pay for almost everything.
Right. Well, why don't you stop paying for almost everything?
Start cutting it off, huh?
And that includes groceries and everything else.
I've heard you say that to other people before. I listen to your show a lot.
You don't have to pay.
That's true.
So stop doing it. It's Likas 101. We have another hour to go with your professor at 1-800-5800-TOM.
The Tom Likas Show.
Thanks for joining me today on the Family Circle Show. If you've got your own crazy stories or need some advice, drop a comment below and don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe for more real talk. Until next time, this is Capone signing off. Remember, life's too short to be bogged down by people who don't appreciate you. Take care, and always remember, game recognize game.